The big banks thumbed their noses at requests to pass on the Reserve Bank's recent cut in official interest rates in full to home borrowers. So now the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg's ordered the consumer watchdog, the ACCC, to investigate how the sector prices loans and how much customers are being ripped off. But that report won't deliver quick relief. It's not due until September next year. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
There have been three cuts to official interest rates this year alone. They're now at a record low of 0.75%, but the cuts aren't being passed on in full to many customers.
The Australian public are sick and tired of the merry dance where the RBA has cut rates three times in recent months. The government and the RBA itself have called on the banks to pass them on, and the banks have just ignored that advice and that call.
It's why Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has today announced that the consumer watchdog, the ACCC, will conduct an inquiry into the banks that will look at what interest rates are being offered to customers.
Well, we need all the information at hand about the cost of funds of the banks, about the difference between what they charge existing customers and new customers, and in terms of why they are not passing on these rate cuts in full after the RBA has said that their cost of funds have come down significantly and they should be passed on.
The investigation will also examine the barriers preventing people from switching lenders to find a better deal.
If the big four banks had passed on these 75 basis point rate cuts, then somebody with a $400,000 mortgage would be more than $500 a year better off in lower interest payments.
Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers says extra money in people's pockets would help the economy.
We want to make sure that those interest rates cuts can do good in the economy. That means having them passed on to consumers so they've got more disposable income to spend in our shops and businesses.
He's welcoming the government's announcement.
Labor's been calling for the ACCC to play a bigger role here, so we welcome this step in principle, but we'll work through the detail.
The inquiry will look at all banks and non-bank lenders, but the big four banks will be the focus as they hold about 75% of residential mortgage debt. Josh Frydenberg said he reached out to the bank bosses yesterday.
I actually did call the CEOs of the big four banks and told them that this could actually help clear the air and that this was an opportunity for them to explain to the regulator why they haven't been passing on the rate cuts on in full.
The ACCC will produce a final report by September next year. It will then be up to the government to decide what recommendations it introduces, meaning customers might not see any change until 2021. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers is urging a quick response.
Well, we need to see the benefits of any ACCC inquiry flow through to customers as soon as possible.
The Australian Banking Association, which represents 23 banks, says it's reviewing the proposal and will cooperate with the inquiry.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.